Now, in this era of smartphones, there's an app for just about everything. And a supermarket company in South Korea is pushing into new territory with a program called Home Plus. It offers a virtual store for grocery shoppers, one that's accessible to, say, subway commuters waiting for their train. Jason Strother has more from Seoul.
Some commuters at Sulong Station don't know what to make of the new brightly lit billboards along the subway platform. There are hundreds of pictures of food, bowls of instant noodles, bottled beverages, and bunches of bananas. A man named Mr. Bay says it looks like an ad for a convenience store. When I explain it's a virtual supermarket that you access with your cell phone, he doesn't seem impressed.
I don't use a smartphone, so this isn't for me. But for youngsters, it sounds like a good idea.
And young Korean adults in their 20s and 30s are exactly who the virtual store was designed for. That's according to Home Plus, the South Korean affiliate of the British supermarket chain Tesco. Project coordinator Jo Hyun Jae says young Koreans already rely on smartphones to take care of daily tasks. Our customers are really busy, and many don't have time to go to the supermarket to do their shopping, he says. So our virtual store allows them to save their time. My friend, 25-year-old Kim Yuna, volunteered to give the new virtual store a try. She downloaded the Home Plus app onto her smartphone. Now she stands on the subway platform, checking out what's on offer.
I'm thinking of buying the Maxim Mocha Gold Mite, like the instant coffee mix. Like in this virtual store, they have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, this kind of the coffee mix line. And because Maxim is my favorite, I'm going to buy this.
So let's give it a try.
Kim holds her phone over the black and white quick response code under the picture of coffee.
I'm scanning the QR code.
The coffee appears on her phone screen, and she selects what size bag she wants.
It says it's on my cart now.
The app asks her to enter where and when she'd like the product delivered. Home Plus's Jo Hyun Jae says there are plans to put virtual stores in other subway stations, especially in areas close to universities, and perhaps in other countries. We think this concept can work outside of Korea, he says, since many young people around the world are adopting smartphone technology. But Kwon Ki-duk at the Samsung Economic Research Institute in Seoul isn't so sure. She says there are aspects of Korean consumer culture that make technologies like the virtual store more likely to take off here.
It's become a characteristic of Korean people to quickly rotate their tech products. Koreans are really interested in converging and cramming many different functions into a single gadget and mixing technologies in order to find novel ways to complete ordinary tasks.
And after trying out the virtual store, Kim Yuna also says it can't really replace the real thing.
When I go to the real store, I could see and check the quality of the vegetables or fruits.
For the moment, there's no smartphone app that can do that. For The World, I'm Jason Strother in Seoul.